I, John F. Kerry,
do solemnly swear, that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
New Secretary of State, but what about the defense spot? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing in the heartland, and the east, and the south, and the west, and every nook and cranny in between? Hopefully, 2013 has started off in a good way for most of you. Boy, we have a lot to jump to in this hour of America Tonight, including the budget woes. I'm sick of talking about the budget. Are you sick of it? If this was my house and we were wrestling over the budget, I don't think my marriage would survive. Wow. 8 years of going round and round about the same thing. And it's what it seems like, doesn't it? No balanced budget, constantly putting a Band-Aid on the problem. And now the big, big, big dinosaur that is staring at us, ready to take a big bite of military personnel, military equipment, is what's going to happen on March 4th. The automatic spending cuts fall down. And I'm telling you, the anticipation in the air is incredible. Just like the Hagel vote that was mysteriously postponed because there aren't enough votes. That's what that's about. The nomination, and after all the wranglings over what he said and how he flipped black back and was nervous and answered questions crazily, and Ted Cruz, the renegade Tea Party senator from Texas, pushing a letter to his Republican colleagues calling on a delay to a committee vote until he responds to the questions about his financial entanglements. I think that so far the letter has maybe 24 signatures or so. The signatures include lots of the Republican members of the SASC, and, you know, ultimately he's caught in a snag. But being caught in a snag and finally finding your way through is probably what's going to happen here. He's definitely hit a little bit of a snag, but I can't imagine, unless there's something that's going to creep out on him and bite him with the financial records, I can't imagine that in the end he is ultimately not approved. And I guess what the thing is they're asking about speaking engagements and what he was paid and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, are there transcripts? Are there lists of speeches? They want to be able to see that. They're looking at also the compliance with ethics laws and regulations and, you know, all that sort of stuff. But one thing his critics say is that financial transparency is the most important, because to run the Pentagon, you're dealing with foreign nations, and we can't have big financial disasters. So he's going to have to go in his closet and look through the reams of records. Just like the rest of us mere mortals, I'm sure he has terrible record-keeping skills when it comes to 1 year. I mean, how many of you could go back 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, and you have everything in line, and you could tell me how much you spent on X, Y, and Z? Now, I'm not trying to give him a pass, because I think he blew it the other day when he wasn't able to answer questions, and he flip-flopped on things he had said before and that kind of thing. But I think Hagel ultimately will be approved. Now, I mentioned cuts and the fact that the budget is hanging over really all of our heads, because it affects us when the military is cut. Leon Panetta is talking about military pay cuts. You know, it's interesting. The people that we want to serve our country, and I know many of you served, I had this great conversation earlier in the day about when you enlist, and you know this, and you start to find these things out, but you have to pay for your own uniforms, and of course, with the basic training and everything else, you end up with a couple of different sizes, because you drop a lot of weight. So you go, you pay for the unis, and that's more cost on top of other things that you have to do when you're in the military. And every time there is a fiscal crisis, now, these days anyway, there's the threat that you're going to have your pay cut after everything else is raised at the federal level. So Panetta's saying he believes that there has to be a pay cut to respond to the budget cuts with the Pentagon. And, you know, we're stuck. This is what we have to do. Military salaries have to be limited, you know, at the most to a 1% increase. But that means you're effectively decreasing the people on the front line, the troops' salaries next year. And the secretary is stepping out. So the defense secretary is leaving. And now he's talking about these dire cuts to the Pentagon if the axe falls and the automatic spending cuts kick in. Is it fair to ask the people who are hardly ever get a chance to come home, who are serving again and again in horrid conditions, to take pay cuts? That's what happens. So, you know, it seems ridiculous to me that you've got a pay freeze for some government officials, but then you have a pay raise that costs $11 billion, and who gets caught in the middle of that? They talk about the military, that the military is going to have to pay the price. So House Republicans released a bill to reverse Obama's pay raise for federal employees. So that's not going to fly in the end. And it seems only fair if you're asking the guys who are serving again and again and again. I mean, even if they do two tours, one tour, whatever they're doing, it doesn't matter. However much they're giving us in this voluntary military, especially at the grunt level, then you're talking about the fact that they're ultimately going to be the ones who find that their pockets are picked. So good for the Republicans for coming up with a bill that would cut the pay of the VP, Joe Biden, and other federal officials because of this executive order that Obama signed to raise the cost of the number I just mentioned, $11 billion in new spending. I mean, come on, give me a break here. All is fair in love and war. And so hold us over a barrel. We're going to hold you over a barrel. And you know, pretty much this is, people know how much the increase is, but the executive order raises Biden's salary from $225,000 to $231,000 and change. So remember, the House and the Senate voted down congressional pay increases earlier this year. So the president's pay hike increases the salary for federal employees who receive, you know, even if they've gotten terrible performance reviews. It's just across the board. So it's ridiculous to decide that, okay, you have your outgoing defense secretary saying they're going to cut the pay of the military guys, people, and then here you're going to just, even if somebody did poorly, had a poor performance review, they're still going to get a pay raise. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. But when we start off talking about Washington, does it ever make any sense? All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we've got odds and ends, including we'll let you hear what McCain said about the budget and the sequester, and Jay Carney shoots back, and what is John Boehner saying? And then we're moving on to those odds and ends, so stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Long time for sequestration to take place. We should be able to sit down together and resolve this without again asking the American people to have their taxes increased.
Why punish the American people because you haven't been able to achieve your ideological objectives through other means?
I am more than willing to work with my Senate colleagues on a plan that will have cuts and reforms and put us on a path to balance the budget in 10 years.
See no evil, think no evil. Nah. John McCain, Jay Carney, and of course Boehner reacting to this whole budget thing and what's going to happen. You know, you've heard the dire straits of the military that I mentioned at the top of the show and where the axe will fall. But the problem is you can't keep asking for taxes and not give up any kind of spending cuts, and we're stuck. So we have to have one of our carriers move out of the Persian Gulf. We're down to one now because we can't afford it. So we have to move the pieces on the puzzle around, and the military is, they're going to have to do that. They're going to just keep shrinking if we look to slap the military budget. Now, I know the other side of this, and some of my friends would argue with me, well, look at how big our budget is anyway compared to all the other nations in the world. Why do we need to be 15 times more than everybody else? There's a reason why we there are the biggest, baddest on the planet. We're the cops. Everybody wants us to police the world. So if we're going to police the world, we have to have the tools to do it. No kidding. And, you know, look at the two wars that we just went through in the Middle East, Iraq and Afghanistan, and the terrorism war we're fighting every single day. This is the argument over the drones. But I want to drone on and on about all of this. We know this. We know the picture's bleak. We've been talking about it for a long time. A lot of you send me emails on it. You have suggestions. The best suggestion I have, if you're frustrated, you don't think it's right, you don't want to see another sequester go down, then what you do is you organize. You have a happy hour at your house, and you organize enough of your friends to call your congressperson or senator, and boom, you're done. It's like a phone tree, and you're all there, and you just make one call after another, and they'll pay attention. If enough people complain, they'll start to pay attention, and maybe we'll have more serious discussions instead of headbutting and egos in the way, and figure out, okay, you know, we have to play like big boys at this, And we got to figure out how to get this done now. We can't keep pushing it. We can't keep pushing it off because it's not working. We come back with the same thing. I could re-rack all my shows, and we could take out a few obvious references to the days, and you would hear this conversation, I know, in my archives, because we've dealt with it way too often. If this was a marriage, I would be so out of this marriage because I would be so tired of hearing the same thing. We'd need an intervention. And that's what they need in Washington, obviously. Some sort of an intervention of a way to look outside of the box of thinking, why do we get ourselves in this position in the first place? Sometimes you got to say no. And there weren't enough people saying no that put us in this position that has made it so uncomfortable in trying to figure out how to get back to equal. How do we get back to level? You know, we're not there at all now. We're so many trillions in debt. And I could talk about this for an entire show, and we could have 15 different people, and we have, on to look at it from different angles. And there is nothing that's staring us in the face that just shouts out at us. This is the automatic thing that we can do, other than there is no question the government is just way too top-heavy. And they have got to slice from those spots. There's an overlap. Without a doubt, there's a massive overlap of some jobs. And we could easily take the money out of those directions. And there's where we would come up with at least some of the budget anyway. Some of it. Let's move on to a few other things that are happening across this great nation, including what was probably one of the more entertaining things on the day anyway, is the fact that you had Chris Christie had no problems. He's not shy about addressing a report from an ex-White House doctor that if he didn't do something about his weight, he was going to keel over and die of a heart attack or something else. And his son must have seen it on CNN or wherever she was, I think it was CNN, and said, Dad, are you going to die? And, of course, because that's what he's hearing, that's what the crawl is saying, that's what all day long you're hearing about Chris Christie. And I love that he came out, says, you know what, she needs to shut up because she has not examined me and blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was vintage Christie. He just endears himself to people more and more because of the fact that he doesn't care how he comes off. He's very Jersey. He just says what he thinks, and there is not really a way to rein him in. So he has a point. What CNN was doing, and he says she gets her 5 minutes, they're looking for someone to talk about his weight. They get somebody who's a White House doctor, has credentials in dealing with the president, so then starts to talk about Chris Christie, and if he runs, it would be really dangerous because of the possibility of what could ultimately happen. I mean, there you go. Crazy things happen in Los Angeles. We know that. If I culled all the times, all the sound together for over the years on America Tonight that I mentioned things falling out of the back of a truck in California, whether it was gallons and gallons of milk or something a little more deadly. This may be one of the most hilarious things I've heard. They're saying that a camel escaped its enclosure twice before it, although it's sad what happened, before it was clipped by a minivan. And the camel, they think the camel just wanted to be around other animals, so it was walking along a road at about, 7 o'clock in the evening, and it was smacked by a van that didn't see it. So the camel was on the side of the road, and they pulled the camel off the roadway, and they were looking for where the camel was kept, and the vets examined it and said, this camel doesn't have any broken bones or any other injuries. So how about that? The camel gets hit by the minivan and survives. And they're saying that they believe that camels are very social, and so they need attention, kind of like my golden retriever. But my golden retriever doesn't try to escape, wander down the road to get that attention, I guess. I don't know, maybe he would if I left the door open. But a camel, that had to be an odd thing. And probably the person in the van, it might have scared them to death. When they, with the deer and other things that you're expecting, you're certainly not expecting to see a camel. And that's ultimately what you hit, and you realize it once you jump out of the car. And like I said, that would be a pretty scary thing to see. scary to think of this because here we go with the merger. This has been talked about for a while, but American Airlines and U.S. Air just might merge. It's looking pretty, it's looking like it's going to happen. So they would be the world's largest airline. They're racing to try to finalize a deal because who ends up running this thing would be the big question. Is it more U.S. Air? Is it more American? The new company would have $10 billion, so they'd have more assets. And the merger, there would have to be, I'm certain there'd be some people that would be let go as a result of it, but most likely not anything to do with pilots or anybody else that are on the ground floor level of being involved with the day-to-day with the airline. But they just can't, American just can't keep going on the way it is, and the U.S. Air is having the same problem. So if they get married and merge, they might be able to increase the money that's coming in, and there could be a cost savings to people who are actually trying to fly the friendly skies if that happens, because they might have more money and more savings. So that would be a good thing. Or if they keep things the way they are, that would be a good thing for you and I if we're flying anywhere. I don't know that we'd see anything different unless they balk at the merger, but it doesn't look like that's happening. So there you go. You know, how many times do I jump on the air now and talk about passengers being kicked off planes because of arguments over stupid things in some cases? And, you know, it's just the latest in a row of ridiculousness in the friendly skies. There was a woman who was forced off a JetBlue flight. Why? Because she started to argue with a flight attendant over a carry-on bag. She had a small suitcase and took it on to JetBlue. It can hold a laptop, I guess, a change of clothes, and it fits under the airplane seat. But the flight to New York and ultimately what happened and the arguments back and forth, they decided that the bins were full and at the gate the agent was taking luggage when passengers boarded. They didn't say anything about the bag once she got on, and they said, "Oh, no, can't do it. We need your bag." So it started into a little bit of an argument, and they just decided, "Sorry, you got to hit the deck. You're out of here. Go find another flight." Whoa. Maybe, you know, they're trying to get people to do the preferred seating, so you got to get on the plane first so you can actually have a space for your luggage. Stay with us. We're kicking the can down the road.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code RADIO13.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Wish fulfillment. Thank you.
Whoa. Wish fulfillment?
3 wishes to be exact. An ixnay on the wishing for more wishes.
That's it. 3. Uno, dos, tres.
No substitutions, exchanges, or refunds.
Genie got a gun.
All right, you heard him. 3 wishes. That's what we're doing here on America Tonight. If you could have 3 wishes... sports, politics, business, entertainment, anything in life, it's wide open. What would your 3 wishes be? The first or the best 3 wishes that we get, and there could be 3 of them, so 3 different people with the 3 best wishes over the next week will win a copy of Level the Playing Field. So wishes, I've thought about this for a long time, and it's what we talk about, after all, here on America Tonight. So my wishes from the entertainment world would be these 3. No TV, internet, magazine coverage, radio coverage of any sort, any way, anyhow, for the Kardashians or the Jenners. Anybody with those last names. Overexposed. I'm tired of them. I don't care about Kim Kardashian. I especially don't care about how many facelifts that Bruce Jenner has had or if Kris Jenner is divorcing him or whatever nonsense. And you can't really get away from it. If you shop, you see it. The Kardashians are everywhere. You could say, just like Donald Trump, it's a stroke of brilliance on their part, but I think it's the idiot factor gone wild. So if I could put a hex on them, I would put the hex on them or just, you know, wish them that they were gone, that we didn't have to see them anymore. The second wish I would wish for is no more television trailers that give away the best parts of a movie and make you want to go and see it. Then you go and the movie sucks. You go and you've heard every funny line, the best lines, or the heavy drama in the movie, and you're so excited to go and see it. You go and see it. You spend your $10, and it's nothing. That was it. The movie could have been 3 minutes long. That's why we do our cheap movie review, by the way. so you can peek behind the curtain for free and decide whether you like it or not. But the best parts, the people who put the best TV trailers together right now win for movies because they seduce you into thinking that you want to go and see it. And how about this? No more celebrity endorsements, comments about politics. Do you really care who Jennifer Aniston wants as a president? I mean, really? Seriously? You know what you guys want from Jennifer Aniston. You want to see the photos of her from the Scamarazzi where she's topless in her backyard. You don't care whether Jennifer Aniston is endorsing, you know, XYZ president or senator or whatever. No offense to her, but we don't care. We don't care about what any of the celebrities think, or we shouldn't care. If what a celebrity says affects how you vote, you need to not vote. And I'm all about everybody voting. But seriously, if that's how you pick your politicians, then you shouldn't be voting. So that's my top three for entertainment for now. Politics. Only, this is my favorite one, only people making less than $400,000 a year can run for Congress. Only people, did you hear me? So no more Pelosi's, no more of the people that make tons of dough. Because they always talk about the middle class and how they can help the middle class. But what do they know about the middle class? The answer is nothing. They don't. So let's get some people in there that make less than $400,000 because they're not in that rarefied air. They know what it's like to have to work for a living. How about this? Nobody is appointed to committees unless they are present on the Hill 85% of the time. And I would have said 100% of the time, but the other time has to be spent at least somewhat in your state. It's unrealistic to say 100% of the time you'll be in Washington because that's not going to work. So 85% is pretty good. Right now, we're lucky if we have anyone that's 85%. All these voting present and barely getting there and in Washington from Tuesday to Thursday and then they're gone. That's part of the problem. There's no conversation. Outside of, okay, I'm running in the hallways, I have 3 minutes to get to a vote that I'm not really sure, I kind of read the measure and I like some of this and my friends want me to vote with them, so I'm going to vote with them. I know, it sounds so cynical, doesn't it? Also for politics, number three wish, flip-flop three times and you're out. So in other words, when you are running or you want a position and you're in the political game, even if it's appointments, and you start from scratch, so if you flip-flop your whole life, that's okay. But once you get into, it's not going to work, though. But once you get into Washington, you can't flip-flop any longer. So if you say one thing, you have to come out and tell the truth. If you change your mind and say, I'm sorry, I know I'm going to infuriate my party or infuriate the people who elected me, but I'm older than I was 4 decades ago, and I feel differently now about it. And plus, this has changed or that's changed. So it's not that you can't change your mind, but you have to own up to it and say the reason why. But that never happens. It's as though the comments in the past never existed. And because we live in a world of collecting sound bites and images, it is so easy to dig that up. We have too many flip-floppers in Congress. Say one thing one time, say something different. All of a sudden they get elevated to a higher position or have a chance to run for another office. And what they were saying, and they were so hard and fast and true to their word, suddenly changes. That can't happen. You get 3 strikes. I like the 3-strike thing. So 1 flip-flop, okay, 2, 3, you're done. That's it. 3 flip-flops and you are out. You are done. You are gone. You may have some wishes, and I'll be the genie. You can send me the wishes, americatonight.net, or give us a ring, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. You probably already took off for 7-Eleven to go get some more Red Bull or something, but if the glue is around, the glue, are you there? Matt Johnson, are you around?
I am always around.
You're always around. Reaching for that pop. I know your wishes would be sports, and I can give you your first one. I said this off the air earlier in the night when I was talking to you. I bet to get a new quarterback from Minnesota.
That would definitely be a consideration for the wish, but I decided to make my wishes ESPN related.
Let's hear them. This is going to be good.
The number one wish I would do is to have ESPN actually care about hockey for once and put hockey highlights on there and talk about hockey for once and pretend Woo! Like it's an actual sport.
Yay!
My number two wish would be no more coverage of National Recruitment Day like it's the presidential election. They're high school kids, and they're getting more coverage than anything. And they're acting like these guys are stars, and they're not. They're 17, 18-year-old kids who haven't done anything yet, and it's an all-day affair with ESPN today.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. It is. It's over the top.
And you don't, I mean, the people who end up being good in college, half the time, they're not in the 4 or 5-star recruits anyways. They you know, some of those guys peak in high school and they don't get better, whereas you have like a 3-star recruit who turns into a 5-star athlete because he's getting better.
Yeah.
And then I'd say my number three wish, and this might be, I don't know if it's number one or not. I'd say it's 1A because the hockey thing's very important, but it's to get rid of all manufactured debate shows except for PTI. So Around the Horn, Sports Nation, and Number One with a Bullet, First Take, where they manufacture more arguments than I can count with Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, Skip Bayless. I got great. Skip Bayless, I used to work at the same station as Skip Bayless, the ticket in Dallas. And he's very nice to me, but he is so canned. He is the canned man. Absolutely.
He's
That's his M.O.
He's one of the biggest frauds ever.
He is. He is. I agree with you. I mean, I'll probably get some nasty email from someone who knows Skip, but he is such a fraud. He was a decent writer, but he is such a fraud on that show. It's so drummed up, fake, and phony. That is brilliant. I love it. And Stephen A. Smith, talk about strikes. How many chances this guy gets? He bombs out everywhere. He did a radio show on Fox Sports, and half the time he didn't show up, and he was terrible. But he just says outrageous things, knows a few people, and that's what keeps breathing new life into Stephen A. Smith. Very well done. I would agree. Focusing on ESPN.
Into this show. Come on.
Yeah, you did. That's good time. I'm agreeing with everything you said. The hockey thing, absolutely. It's ridiculous, the recruitment stuff. I agree. Bravo. Excellent. Well done. We have one here from the Columinator, who I'm going to give him props for his, or I think it's a him. Him. It's his, right? Wishes that the Supreme Court is not nominated and accepted by Congress, but done in-house. Two, would not have to have lawyer ads on TV. Are you kidding? You don't like all those ambulance ads? Everywhere you live, there's some guy that does that, too. In my neck of the woods, it's Jim Adler. Even has him in Spanish. Three, ban all lawyers from public office. Well, my goodness, there'd be a ghost town, Columinator, in Washington, D.C. Everybody seems to be a lawyer, an ex-lawyer, which is, it is kind of weird when you think about it. What's the deal with the lawyers? Because they move up the chain. Washington has the most lawyers per capita, and then they get appointed to different things. And they move up, like I said, and they move up the chain, and that's what happens there. Very well done. We're going to do this for an entire week, so it'll carry into next week, to next Wednesday, and we'll see if we have three winners, give more people some chances to think about it. Could be in any category you want, by the way. 855-266-CAPES, 855-266-5283.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement agreement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
In my face as I'm looking toward Boston and the rest of the Northeast. How about this winter storm that is going to be a doozy? They're talking about 2 feet of snow in Boston and eastern Massachusetts. Then it goes up the Atlantic coast, 10 inches or more in New York City. That, like 10 inches to New York City, it's like, close her down. Time to shut down the city. 18 to 24 inches in all might accumulate in Boston. And they've got an 85% chance, this is from the Weather Service, not from my head, of at least 12 inches from the storm that's arriving in 2 days. Blizzard, 1 to 2 feet of snow. Man, so they've got all kinds of different totals that are racking up. But it's crazy because it's like the 35th anniversary of the blizzard of 1978, which was sad. It was no laughing matter. Almost 100 people died. 2,000 homes were destroyed. 10,000 people were sent into shelters. I mean, it was just a paralyzing thing for Massachusetts and for Rhode Island for an entire week. And really, from the early 90s, from the early 90s to just last year, winter storms caused almost $30 billion in damages. So worst type of natural disaster, right behind our friends, the hurricanes and tornadoes and thunderstorms. But, you know, the insurance people gather all that info so they know, because when these homes collapse and they have all these problems, especially heavy, it's the heavy totals. New York is, it's a disaster when they get, you know, tons of snow. And northeastern Pennsylvania, western New Jersey, they're talking about 20 inches of snow. And so they're going to get stuff all over the place. Probably in my hometown, they'll probably see that too in Cherry Hill and, you know, all the way up Philadelphia and Trenton. They're talking about it may be more rain than anything else, but and see all the people in the Midwest listening to the show just are laughing, cackling to themselves, because you always have a disastrous snowstorm that you have to dig out of. It's just the way of life in Minnesota, in Michigan, sometimes in Illinois, certainly in Wisconsin. And, you know, you just look at a map and you can tell the North Dakotas. You guys are hardy. You know what it's like to have to do that. And you're just prepared. You always have a go bag. When I was really, really young, and I've told the story maybe once on the air before, we lived in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And my mother was, being from the East Coast, was always prepared that you might have to dig out of the house. Always had a bag ready to roll just in case we had to get out, that we weren't going to make it. And if they're predicting this historic storm, even if it's not quite as bad as they're saying, you know that it's going to be awful, and people are going to be just going to get dumped on with the white stuff, and they're going to have tons of, at least a couple of school days off. Yay! Call your number on the air. That's how they used to do it. If you live in a more rural area, they might actually say the school district. But when you live in a big city or just outside of a big city, because there's so many schools, you know your number. It's like the lottery, and you're waiting for your number. You're waiting for them to say your number with bated breath. You turn on the radio as a kid, and you're waiting for that 1201, 1202, 1203, 1204, and 5 or 6 open late, and you're just glued to it so that you don't miss it, because there's so many schools and so many of them close. And the cool thing is the way they used to do it, not so much now, shows what a great education we had. Unless it was just a massive amount of days, you didn't make them up. There was no making up days. Who cares? You missed 2 weeks. It's okay. Don't worry. Just do good on your SATs when you get up to that age. Don't worry about it. It's all right. No worries. Because I don't remember that. I don't know about any of you, but I don't remember having to make up days, ever. So they do it now. Now kids, they'll be in school in July. They hate it because they got so many snow days, they got to make them up. You know, that's just the way it is. All right, so we go from this predicted winter storm and how much snow is going to be dumped on, especially Massachusetts, to something completely different, as we're kind of banging a few things around. Mitt Romney with the ultimate, I'll see you later, don't worry about me. The report is that he's quadrupling the size of his California oceanfront home. Because who cares now? He doesn't have anyone poring over his records or asking about offshore accounts or any of that kind of stuff. So check this out. He's going to demolish the 3,000 square foot house, and you know he's going to replace it with 12,000 square foot house. I mean, no joke. The house that he's tearing down and replacing it after all this is going on, and it's in La Jolla, which is San Diego right there, it is supposed to be worth $250 million. $250 million. One of the renovations in the house would be an elevator for his cars that would carry the cars to the basement garage. Whoa. Whoa. Basement garage. Really? And a few other things like windows, crazy amounts of views, and other kinds of construction that they're working on. For that kind of money, for the what they're doing with it, you can guarantee it's going to be just an absolutely incredible show place. Like I said, so to him, it's the see you around. I don't care what you think now. It doesn't matter. I'm Mitt Romney. I'm quadrupling the size of my house, and I don't care what you think. I don't care about the offshore accounts or all the other stuff that have been talked about since the election, because poof, I've moved on. I'm gone. I'm out of there. I'm not worried about it. You know, there were talks about he would maybe run for Senate, or one of his kids possibly could run for Senate. What are they running for Senate for? Like I said, what was one of my three wishes in politics? The only people who can be on the Hill are people who make less than $400,000. Because what's the incentive? We want accountability. And what's the incentive? If you have so much money, you could set it on fire. There's no incentive. So if it gets too rough, you could just say, yeah, I don't want to deal with this. Why am I doing this? It makes absolutely no sense. This makes no sense unless you're keeping score on all the different counties and cities that are declaring bankruptcy. In California, they've had a couple. It's really rough in California, but you know that. How about on the East Coast, though, Baltimore? They're saying Baltimore could be bankrupt by 2023. And you think of the waterfront, the sports teams there, and how the Inner Harbor it's called, how they've really developed Baltimore and really changed the image of Baltimore around. And now they're in serious trouble because they got a shortfall that's going to hit $2 billion in 10 years. They got a deficit. See, they're, again, taking their cues from their neighbors right down the street, the federal government. And they're consulting firms, getting advice from all over the place as to what they need to do. How can they turn this around? And the problem is what we keep seeing, the retiree health care costs, big problem. And that's what's going to start to cause Baltimore to flail because of all the shortfalls that they're having. And they've had financial problems for a long, long time because a lot of people moved out of Baltimore. And then they came back in when they made Baltimore a little bit nicer. And so now they're trying to figure out what can we do? We got a tax. How are we getting our money? So they passed a bottle tax. They increased hotel and parking taxes to close a gap a couple of years ago, but they didn't want to put too much taxes on there, too many levies, because then the businesses would go away and they'd be in the same predicament. So they're in a big hurt. They're in a big hurt, and especially the health, because of the pensions, the health problems, they're gonna have a lot of problems there. They're gonna have to restructure. Otherwise, they're not gonna make it, and they really will be bankrupt. How many cities can we have bankrupt in the United States? I mean, I have a terrible picture in my mind that we're like the Omega Man. We're running around, and there's only a few good places where we can hide, because everybody else, it's every man for himself. It's, you can't rely on your city, can't rely on the state, can't rely on the federal government. Oh, and they just want to take our money. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.